Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
I'm a diverse individual.
All of this shit is real. Everybody's like, what is it? Is he a family man? Is he a trapper? Is he a ladies man? Well, I'm all of it. All of it.
I beat your ass, kiss your girl, and go tuck my kids in. And then I show up and lead a march on the weekend.
It's all real. Real, real.
This is Expeditiously. I am Tip T.I. Harris. This is something that, as taxpayers, business people, the state, people in the state of Mississippi paying state taxes, have a right to know where their tax dollars are going.
That's right.
And if they are being, put to the right usage. And I think that when you start, as you expressed earlier, discussing money, you know what I'm saying? I think though that's the way we change things, you know what I'm saying? Of course, they're not going to, there's no level of altruism, you know what I'm saying? They're not just going to do it out the goodness of their heart, right. But you force their hand exactly. When you start pulling back funds, especially when people running for elections and they had campaign contributions from certain corporations, whoever's supporting this kind of activity, we need to stop spending our money.
Right.
And that's a method that David and I and Killer Mike as well have been stressing, you know, to our people for quite some time. Stop buying shit. Stop buying shit, man. Eat at home. You know what I'm saying? And quit going for the comfort and convenience that we might be used to when things are going well. In times of crisis, you must act as though you're in a time of crisis.
And stop letting politicians tell us what their platform is. When I ran for SJ president at Southern, people got mad because I didn't have a platform. I said, I don't have a platform because I'm a servant of the people. You tell me what's important. So we have to start telling politicians what's important to us.
Right.
And if you don't do these things, if prison reform is the thing that we got, I told people, even if we get some dice and roll them and make a choice, we have to pick something and then make sure that we follow that all the way through. Chris, you was about to say something.
Yeah, I think that's another thing with the community is a sense of hopelessness for the change. Like, where is the change, or when has it ever worked, or has it ever been confirmed? Like, yeah, we did this, we did that, and then we got this from it. And most people don't know when it's worked in the prison system of getting people what they needed, the rehabilitation. So if they don't know, then their confidence for going in like it's going to work for them is like, oh, man, it is what it is. You know, and so now it's like having names. And this is the committee that you need to reach out to. And is there any example where people got it done so much that it really changed the environment in the prison system? And I think people are searching for that. And if they don't find it, again, it's like turning the lights off. Like, what's the next fight, you know?
And I think one of the ways you can do that, too, is there's somewhere in America where it has worked, or somewhere in the world where it has worked. That's one thing that I do in my business. I don't try to recreate the wheel. We need to find those people or find that place. If it's anywhere in America, it's somewhere on this planet where somebody has done it. And because of the fact that we all have agreed that it's a business and they want to keep it as cheap as it possibly can be and work our people as hard as they possibly can, because we have to understand America became the global powerhouse that it became because of free labor or cheap labor.
Absolutely.
So they want to continue to keep that power in the same direction. You were about to, I think you were about to explain to us about the committees.
So yes, Sharon was talking about in the Senate and in the House for the state of Mississippi, you have varying committees. So one of the relevant committees for this work is going to be the Corrections Committee. So on the Senate side, inaugurations were just in the past week. As I mentioned to you earlier, our legislative session just started on January 7th. So the Senate has made all of their committees, so we know who's on the Corrections Committee for the Senate. Senator Juan Barnett, he's the chair, and has expressed interest in working on these issues. So we don't have any bills or anything out, so that's to be determined, but he is, from what I can see, like, he's one of the black lawmakers who went to the visit, who went to Parchman and issued a statement about what they saw. The House has not done that yet, so we don't know who's going to be on these committees yet, who are representatives. We know which senators, but we don't know the representatives just yet. Those assignments have not been made.
Right. Now, As Banner mentioned earlier, there are some places that are taking positive steps toward corrections as far as the conditions of prisons and even just the incarceration of our people. We can also we can go to Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. Oklahoma recently enacted legislation to address its own over-incarceration crisis. Do we know of any other models that exist that we could ask for the powers that be in Mississippi to duplicate?
Yeah, so that's going to probably be the best and the most recent one. And I'm glad you mentioned Oklahoma. If folks haven't heard or aren't aware, they recently held the single largest commutation ever in our nation's history with nearly 500 people going home. Mm. And it's because they are working on sentence reclassification. So a drug crime that is now a misdemeanor.
Right.
And so like now you don't have to be in prison for that. So that's something we would definitely love to see model in Mississippi. But what's important about that, as earlier one of the stats you gave, is that Mississippi is the third highest incarcerator in our nation.
Yeah.
Oklahoma is number two.
Mm.
But because they're enacting such great reforms, guess what Mississippi's going to be?
Number two.
Number two.
Wow.
And probably before the end of the year.
Who's number one? Georgia?
Louisiana. And again, also working on reforms and legislation that will decarcerate. That's what Mississippi hasn't done. We've enacted legislation that helps on the back end, but we're not doing anything to drive down the numbers of incarceration. Mm. We have some of the longest sentences of anyone in the nation, and if you add our habitual penalties to that, it just blows it out of the water, and that's what has led to our incarceration crisis.
Do you think slave states... Is there,
yes.
Yeah.
Of course.
Most definitely.
Yes. The question is yes.
Hell
you know, yeah.
I mentioned to you earlier that it's amazing that Parchment is the only institution that was intact after the Civil War. Now you go back and think about that.
Parchment. Whoa! You saying this building structure that presently now houses
prisoners? More than one building structure. You're talking 17,000 acres. Right. This was a plantation.
Exactly. 17,000.
It's called Parchment, Mississippi.
So this is a modern day plantation.
Right.
This is on the city, bro. It's Parchment, Mississippi.
And the conditions
have been deplorable for a very long time.
Well, any building that has been in existence since the Civil War.
Bring it home.
I mean, even if you go to plumbing, you know what I mean?
Right.
You're going to have rust in plumbing, which leads to the discoloration of water. You go to HVAC, you're going to have mold in your your ventilation. And mold is, you know, that's hazardous.
There.
To your point, so like I think Unit 29, where a lot of the issues happened that made kind of got you guys' attention, somewhere in the 80s or 90s was the last time it was touched or renovated.
Mm.
So we know that there are issues. So the outgoing corrections commissioner, Felicia Hall, like John stated, she went to the legislator and said, I need X amount of dollars for repairs to the building and to increase officer salaries.
Mm-hmm.
Our legislator has repeatedly denied those requests to both increase salaries and to give her the funding she needed to make the repairs. Here's why that's important. So Sharon mentioned earlier, they just moved, I think the number's around 375 of those men to a private facility. So last year you underfunded MDOC by nearly $1 million, but now you're getting ready to pay CoreCivic over $2 million for 90 days.
See, that brings me to my next point. Anytime you're dealing with civil rights, discrimination, or oppression issue, all you got to do is follow the money. Because somebody get paid to discriminate.
Right.
It's a reason they're discriminating. Of course, they have their, you know, their natural instinctive feelings, but they getting something out of that.
Most definitely that.
You know what I'm saying? When somebody cut that budget by $1 million, a piece of that $1 million that got cut out the budget went to somebody.
Right.
Or got spread around. So if we can follow the money, because it's supposed to be legitimate business with open books, so citizens could come, you know what I'm saying, and look and see exactly where every dollar has gone. If we follow the money... Now, you know, sometimes it could take forensic audits and accountants and so on and so forth. But if we were to follow the money, I bet you that's when they'll start actually acting on our behalf.
This is with any situation.
Any situation.
And they get,
follow the money.
They get $33,000 a year for every inmate.
Hey, listen, man, let's face it. New Year's resolutions don't always stick, especially the ones that focus on health, because those require the most work. Well, I guess mental health as well. Either way, traveling as much as I do, it could be difficult to get all the valuable nutrients that your body needs, okay? But Daily Harvest makes it easy to eat well. They deliver thoughtfully sourced, chef-crafted food right to your door, and everything can be prepared in 5 minutes or less. Daily Harvest is something that you can enjoy year-round as a quick solution to get the fruits and vegetables you need every day. Daily Harvest works directly with farmers to harvest organic fruits and vegetables at their peak and freezes them within 24 hours to lock in the nutrients. Everything stays fresh until you're ready to enjoy it. Choose from more than 75 different options like smoothies, soups, harvest bowls, and overnight oats, okay? Each recipe takes one step to prepare. With room to make them your own, you can add whatever you want to them, all right? You can add your favorite milk to blend up a smoothie or heat up a harvest bowl and top it with avocado or fried egg, man, whatever you like. Now, one of my team members, Nikki, received her daily harvest meal and she loved the flavors. She described them as unique but not crazy. She loved a strawberry and peach smoothie because it would grab and go, and an excellent meal supplement as she said. Whether you're at home, at your desk, on the go, Daily Harvest is the easiest way to have a nutritious and delicious meal or snack. Go to dailyharvest.com and enter promo code TIP to get $25 off your first box. That's promo code TIP for $25 off your first box at dailyharvest.com. You dig?
So just imagine this $33,000. What the fuck are they giving me for a year, every year for $33,000? Mm-hmm. They make the clothes from the MPIC.
Mm-hmm.
They get it for the low low.
Mm.
The food come out the garnet, you're going to beat your ass if you don't go out there and pick it at 3, 4 in the morning with the mosquitoes big like animals. You know what I'm saying? You cut it up. You work and process. You do all this. Emails, meat you ain't never seen, you know. So where is the money going if y'all getting this money every year for every inmate?
How many prisoners are in Parchment?
I don't know a correct number, think it's like 30. What is it, like 3,700?
The capacity is like 3,500.
Yeah, but you know they double up on that.
Is it to capacity or over capacity?
No, it might be under now since they moved.
Since they moved. 2,500 maybe.
Right.
Maybe.
Okay.
So some over there.
Mm-hmm.
Times 2,500.
Yeah. Everything.
$82.5 million a year.
Now, what the hell is they doing for the M&L? They ain't got no rehabilitation.
We can lift
for them,
that
no
motherfucker
medical.
Off the ground and have the water come out the sky and ventilate the air through all kinds of high-tech filtration systems.
We $82 million. We call Akon to get them to build us a half a city.
Okay. You know what I'm saying?
But no, honestly, I found out something about Mississippi that a lot of people don't know. They talk about the poverty rate in Mississippi, but people never talk about the fact that Mississippi stays in the top 15 of millionaires per capita. So that means that there's money.
Oh, yeah.
But there's only a very small amount of people. Right. Like in Hattiesburg, there's like 3 families that's making the money off of just about everything in the city.
Mm.
So like Tip said, if we're able to follow that trail to the money, we'll really see who the problem is.
Because as soon as you, you pull on a pig tail, he squeal.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? So you get to following the money, you hit somebody real good, they going to say, no, it wasn't me. It was them. And then, you know what I'm saying, once you get them pointing the finger at each other, that's when you get action.
So let's switch the conversation to some solution-based things.
Excellent.
What are some of the ways that we can stay engaged after the camera's cut off? Because that has been the biggest problem. And I know, Crit, that was one of the things that you were the most passionate about is...
Yeah.
They usually don't even turn their cameras on us.
To pay attention to it. No, not
period.
At all.
But like, what do you all? What could we do to help keep the attention on this situation until we get something, you know, tangible, some type of tangible changes?
I mean, we just gotta keep talking about it because, like I said, prior to what everybody saw in the media, that's been happening.
Mm-hmm.
It's been happening. This is not something that has just started. It's still going on as of maybe 2 hours ago when I just got a phone call. So we have to get sick and tired of being sick and tired. Mm. Get behind somebody that's doing the work. Pull all those pieces together and begin to move in one cohesive piece.
Now, since we all just discovered, well, I just discovered that Parchment is not just a prison, it's a city. Who's right. the mayor of Parchment?
The warden.
The warden is
whoever,
the mayor.
Whoever the warden is, that's who run everything. Oh. That's what everything goes through up front. Mm-hmm. They used to, like, they used to have
What's
front
his name?
School. I don't know.
We don't know. He's probably...
He's an anonymous mayor slash warden.
He probably stepped down, too. Right. You never know. So you know what I'm saying? It's a big shake-up.
So, like, so there's Parchment, the location, there's nothing there but the prison. Like, there are right. surroundings. So there's not a city structure. So there's no mayor, no city council. Mm-hmm. It's just the prison. So... The powers that be for, like, would be the superintendent and the wardens of each right. section. I believe the superintendent is Marshall Turner. I may be wrong. I can't remember if he's a warden or if he's the superintendent. But that's one of the folks in charge. So yeah, it's not like Jackson, right, Mississippi. There's no city council. Right. There's no county board of supervisors. Right. It's just the prison.
And that the one who took Fisher place, the man you just said. I remember Fisher. It was Fisher above the lady. Just
no, I mean just Parchment, not MDOC.
Okay.
Yeah. And now, listen, Banner, I know that the mayor of Jackson wanted to be here, and I appreciate that, and I understand why he couldn't make it. But what I want to know is, what is his particular position on this, and if he has any ideas?
Well, he's the mayor of Jackson.
I understand.
So, right. So, like, that's more of a governor issue if I'm so, like, to be honest with you, he was gathering, that was the reason why I wanted him to be here too, because he was getting so much heat when a lot of cases people don't understand, like, his family has always fought for the rights of our people.
Right on.
And the thing was, he was getting unnecessary heat on himself because he was like, one girl said, "You the mayor of Mississippi,
you
should be doing something." And he was like, "Hold on, sister. First of all, I'm the mayor of Jackson."
Yeah.
You know, but him and his sister and his family have always, like, he was a lawyer before this, so they've always been engaged.
And you said that their family was, you know, it was historically connected with the Shakur family during Pac's
lawyer, and he was Pac's mom's lawyer,
right?
Because, you know, she was one of the freedom fighters that was in a lot of...
Yeah, he was actually a freedom fighter, too.
Yeah.
So, I mean, of course, him being the mayor, his voice would carry a little bit farther down the halls of the governor's mansion than ours would. Does he have any indication on if there's been any conversation? Is there any progress being made? I think that from a higher up level, he could kind of point, guide, and direct us as to what is actually to our benefit and to our detriment. So, I mean, even after the cameras cut off, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I think we should probably tap in with him.
And that was one of the reasons why I wanted him to be here.
Right.
Also, because the way I looked at the panel is I wanted to make sure that we had somebody on each level.
Sure.
Someone who's always been on the ground. We have someone from a law perspective.
Mm-hmm.
We have somebody that actually been in Parchment. And then you have the voices.
Right.
And then him being the mayor and the lawyer.
That's right.
You know, he would have another perspective on it.
Understood.
You know? But then also the flood happened.
Yeah.
So,
well, that takes priority. I understand that completely.
Hey, say, check it, man. Here's a little tip for you. If you don't know your numbers, you don't know your business, okay? That's what NetSuite by Oracle has set out to solve. Because most companies don't have a clear picture of their finances. And that's why many businesses fail. The question for any business owner out there is, are you confident that you've got the right numbers at your fingertips? Serious entrepreneurs and finance team run on NetSuite by Oracle, the world's number one cloud business system. NetSuite offers a full picture of all your finances, all in one place, all in real time, right from your phone to your desktop. No more guessing, estimating, or worrying that what you don't know could kill your company, all right? That's why NetSuite customers grow 3 times faster than the S&P 500, and you can too. Schedule your free demo right now and receive their free guide, 7 Key Strategies to Grow Your Profits, at netsuite.com/TIP. Set up your free demo and get your free guide today at netsuite.com/TIP. You heard right, netsuite.com /TIP.
We got a crisis in Jackson Pier, too. That's a whole nother subject, a whole nother level. You know what I'm saying? So any and everything that our mayor tried to do, we, when I say we, us, our black people, knock him down. Because he's young, for one thing, but he's very intelligent, he's very outgoing, and very outspoken.
Right.
So we got a violent problem at home right now in the city of Jackson. Been had it for the last 2 years. So he been ass and elbows going every which way he can to try to come up with a cure for his own city right now. You know what I'm saying? And I know people might think that's me being nonchalant or biased by him, but I'm from that city, and I know what he go through on a daily basis because we cool and we tight like that.
Right.
You know, so, and then our the ex-governor, he probably would have been the best for him to get with, but, you know, he out of now. This new guy, we don't know if he going to hold up, because most of them don't hold up for what they say once they get there. You know, then they forget. You know, so that's another thing that we're struggling with now. I wonder, is this dude going to give us what we need, man, to change these policies and not unless we
force him.
And that's my answer to your question of, what do we do when the lights are off? So from my end, it's going to be, like, lifting up, like, as we get legislation out. And as we propose new bills, again, like, my goal is to help decarcerate. I don't want Mississippi, and I'm not from there, but it's home for me now.
And you from there now?
I'm from there now. I can claim it now.
You're nowhere.
All right, so I'm a Mississippi.
We didn't adopt you.
Yes. So, as we're shopping things, so, like, for me and my colleagues, we are looking at the state's habitual sentencing enhancements. Mm-hmm. So Mississippi has two. And making sure we're educating the public on how it works. I think people hear habitual. They assume, oh, this is somebody that's in and out of jail, and we're going to lock him down for good because he just keeps messing up or she just keeps messing up. And that is not, in fact, how our laws are applied.
Right.
So I can give you, so I mentioned earlier, we already have extremely long and harsh sentences. And what our penalties do is they lengthen them significantly. So what could have been like a 3 or 5 year sentence can now be like a max 60 year sentence. So we put out like videos that kind of go into detail and explain, so I can send y'all that stuff. You want to share it, put it out there, because it's meant to educate our lawmakers and the general public, because people, like I said, are apathetic and they don't know what's happening. They assume the laws that are on the books are okay. And
why do everybody still feel like the government is just going to do the right thing by us? Why do everybody rest in the relaxed position of, oh, it's a law, it must be okay,
they content,
and that's why we have
until something happens to them,
so,
or there,
that's where I would need your help, is helping to get this information out so they can understand, like, what is on the books, how it's causing more harm. It's not keeping you safe, because what people will say, well, it's a public safety issue and you just can't have anybody like ripping and running your streets. It is not, in fact, keeping our community safe, because we're ripping families apart. Me and I don't know if you guys recently saw, there's a man, the state Supreme Court just upheld a 12-year conviction of a man for having a cell phone. He was in jail for a misdemeanor, and now he has to serve every day of a 12-year sentence for a cell phone.
That he didn't.
What were you saying, Chris?
I'm just saying, some people, again, it goes back to the thinking that there's nothing you can do. Like, these laws were in place. Even the documentaries come out, the information comes out. People see that, oh, this is terrible, but there's nothing changing. There's nothing you can do. And I think it's not even so being lackadaisy about it. It's like, what can I do? And I'm dealing with the poverty that I'm in, trying not to get thrown into this system that I see around me all the time. And it could be a family member, a cousin, but it's like, I don't know what I can do for you, because I'm subject to the same laws and situations that you're in.
Well, see, I think they're right and wrong, because nothing changes if nothing changes.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And when I say that, please don't mistake doing things for getting shit done. You know what I'm saying? So I think, like, we have leaders, you know, we have voices, we have legal, and we have experience. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So we are all it takes. It don't take a million people.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It takes the vision of one and the collected effort of a few to guide and direct the millions. You know what I'm saying? Because motherfuckers going to always float to what everybody else doing. That's what not many people are able to think for themselves.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So we going to have to kind of initiate some shit a little bit, and they're going to I would see them falling in line with something that the panel would establish.
And I think it has to be simple and easy and to the point. That's what I was telling Rakia. Like, what's the number? What are we trying to accomplish? Who are we going at? And these are the laws that we want to pass. That's it.
Right.
It needs to be simple and straight to the point. One thing that I want to say about something that Tip said, and to your point, Crit, is I think they look at everybody who's on this panel as if we are super men or super women, when in actuality, all of us came from very, very similar backgrounds and just decided we wasn't going to take that shit no more.
Mm-hmm.
Tip, I remember, bro, he never took no from nothing or nobody. I'm talking about no. I'm starting all the way. I remember he told me, I'm starting all the way over. Like, bro, we come from nothing. Huh. Where we from? We come from nothing. But I wouldn't take no. Like, I just wouldn't. I don't believe in no. Mm-hmm. You know, and the other thing is I think that we think it takes a million people. Although I don't like what white America created, but if you think about the Constitution, that was a small group of white men who got together and decided they wasn't going to take no. I heard they fought in that motherfucker. They
cut all that shit.
But they
and we'll kill.
Right.
Force
and they decided we are not coming out of this building until we agree on this shit.
Okay, well, look, that's a good idea. Mm-hmm. Okay, now, you know what I'm saying? It could get messy, but what if, you know, a group of us, we got some buses and went up to the prison and demanded answers collectively? Mm-hmm. More people than you can arrest, of course. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Not the panel. They can lock all us up. I'm talking about, you know what I'm saying, like by four bus loads and head down there and see if we can't get some answers.
We were up there Saturday, but I tell you the reason why that's not a good idea, because we have to be careful about what we do, because when we left, guess who got the punishment for it?
Uh-huh.
Beat them to death.
Yeah, they beat them.
Yeah.
Yes.
We got phone calls and everything, man.
We wasn't even down the road good, so we kind of sort of have to be. And it's a good, okay, we can take those same four bus loads and go up to the state capitol.
Okay.
Because those are the ones that's going to make, if any changes to be made, that's where the change is. And to your point, and back to your point of creating that, that's what Mississippi Prison Reform Coalition has done.
Okay.
We have come together. We have brainstormed. Mm-hmm. We got a 3-point campaign, reform, restore, and we just created it, I mean, literally yesterday.
Hey, listen, right? It's a new year, man, and you don't have to walk around with the same patchy bald head as you did last year. Let's face it. 2 out of 3 guys will experience some form of male pattern baldness by the time they're 35. The good news? You've got Keeps. Okay, listen, man. Keeps offers proven treatment that can combat the symptoms of your hair loss, you know what I'm saying, and help you keep the hair you have. So all of you got those creeping hairlines, you know what I'm saying, look like the Batman symbol. You know, you're getting your corners are fading, you know. You need to get with Keeps because they can help you out at half the cost of your local pharmacy. Now, fighting hair loss, as I've heard, used to be an embarrassing uphill battle. Thanks to Keeps, you no longer have to go to the doctor's office for your hair loss prescription. Now you can visit a doctor online, get your hair loss medication delivered to your home. No more waiting rooms, no more pharmacy checkout lines. Get doctor attention and discreet drug delivery, all from the comfort and privacy of your own home. Discreet drug delivery. So that means that you can, you know, privately, even before you actually go bald, you know what I'm saying? If you just like notice that you know your hairline creeping, you can get on the phone with them right now. Or if you're 34 and just don't want to get ahead of the game, call Keeps and they gonna help you out. Hey, listen, right? Prevention is the key, you understand? And Keeps' treatment really works. It's up to 90% effective at reducing and stopping further hair loss. The sooner you start using Keeps, the more hair you'll save, so act fast, you understand me? You can throw the hats back in the closet, and no, shaving it all off isn't your only option. If you're ready to take action and prevent hair loss, man, check this out. Go to keeps.com/tip to receive your first month of treatment for free. That's Keeps, KEEPS.com/TIP. Hey, what's going on, man? Tip T.I. Harris here, and I want everyone in your family, everyone at your job, every person you run into, to subscribe to Expeditiously with me, It's exclusively on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One. And when you invite them to subscribe, please don't forget to leave out the most important fact of the matter. If you listen to this show and subscribe to it, quite frankly, you'll look better. So, with that, I bid you adieu. Who doesn't want to find the best brands in all lifestyle categories, combined with fast, free one-day shipping, free return, and 24/7 customer care? But now you can, okay? Whether you want to or not, just know it's there for you with Verishop. Verishop is a new online shopping site with the fashionable brands that you need for every moment in your life, from women's and men's fashion to home decor, beauty, and wellness. And they get your purchases to you fast. You dig what I'm saying? With free one-day shipping and free return. No membership fee. No minimum purchase required. Verishop's expert retail team hand selects and sources every single item from more than 300 brands from all over the world. So there's no chance of counterfeits or fake goods. No fugazi, baby. Get fashion brands like Vince, Levi's, and Deadwood, home decor brands like Bowl and Branch, and beauty and grooming brands like Orbea and Blind Barber, all in one place with the premium shopping experience you deserve. Verishop even gives you the option to pay over time, and their customer care representatives are available 24/7 by phone, text, or email. Shop Verishop for the fastest free shipping out there, man. And with my promo code, new Verishop customers can take 15% off of the first purchase to try it out. So just go to Verishop.com and use my code TIP. That's Verishop, Verishop.com with the code TIP for 15% off of your first purchase. I know you're not ready for this from the end yet, so expeditiously shall continue.
We have a 3-point strategy to reduce, reform, to reduce, remove, and restore.
Yeah. Okay.
And restore, under that, restore. We have those 5 points that will decarcerate, as my sister said, mm-hmm. move all the incarcerated out right now, because they can do it right now. There's no need to keep them there.
Just playing devil's advocate, where would they move the prisoners to?
To other workforce centers.
Mm-hmm. Or, let them out on parole.
Right. Or let them out on
over
parole.
Over half of them right. in there for 30 and 40 damn years for drugs, man. They gave me 35 goddamn years for drugs. Drugs. My last job. You know what I'm saying?
A lot of right. cases.
Wow. Yeah. Man, they got a bunch of, I don't mean to cut y'all soup, but they got so I many know. Brothers, man, throughout Mississippi locked up 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90 years, 100 years for drugs, man. When they came at me talking about life sentence and 20 years for a drug, I went off. I said, man, you got me fucked up. I said, I ain't killed nobody or raped nobody. Then I said, I was a drug dealer to take care of my family. You know what I'm saying? Which is not right.
But wait, you know what I'm saying? But let's touch on this now, because even as a drug dealer, America has admittedly been guilty for trading with Nicaragua to bring drugs back here to mm-hmm. put on the streets of America.
Right. CIA stands for me. For crack in America,
you know, absolutely. So to me, every drug case in America mm-hmm. could be considered a case of entrapment. You know what I'm saying? Right.
For real,
about it like that.
Yeah.
Right.
About
then they make
every
pay for
drug
it.
Case in America could be seen as entrapment, because America has admitted to getting drug, trading guns for drugs.
Oliver North.
The Iran-Contra scandal.
Oh, definitely.
And put them here, and then started the war on drugs, which was really a war on us.
Right.
So there could be some form of a class action suit that we would have to collectively take action against America. And force them to let our people go.
And just for people who like to do their research, when Reagan was president, drugs were not even in the top 10 problem in America. That it wasn't even on his radar.
Right.
The war against drugs has always been against black people.
Always.
Period.
Yeah.
Question that I want to ask you as we start rounding things out, bro. If back in those days, bro, when you were locked up in Parchment, man, let's say if you had the opportunity to speak then, and I'm not trying to say that it's your responsibility to be the voice for everybody that is locked up in Parchment right now, but what would you think, you know, somebody that was in that situation right now, what would you think they would want to say if we could put a mic in front of their face?
First and foremost, they'll cry for help. because they lost.
Yeah.
They just throwed in there, man. Can you just imagine, just close your eyes and imagine getting throwed in a cold cell with a concrete slab with no cover, no food, feces in your toilet, urine all on the floor, mosquitoes and bugs coming in your door. Help me, man. Get me out of here. They trying to kill me. That's exactly how I felt. That's exactly when I was in 32 lockdown and DB in tier 4. That's how I felt. Like, they was trying to kill me. Just throw him in there. He don't want to go out there and pick no damn peas. Throw his ass in his cell. He just another number, 58131. I'll never forget that. You know what I'm saying? So it's a memory and a physical feeling that you're going to forever have if you go to prison and you do hard time, like in parts of Mississippi, Mississippi Department of Corrections, period. You constantly have to worry, is this guard going to whoop my ass? Is they going to come in with my ass tonight? Is this going to happen? If they going to turn this brother against me, I've been knowing you all my life, and now we come to prison, now you hate me for no reason because this guard sliding you this or sliding you that and saying I'm this. Help me. Get me out of here. I'll be good. You know, that's how pretty it's making people bow down. It's breaking them to the point where they weak black men. And that's what this system was made to do. And that's what it's doing. They won't help, bro.
Breaking
if,
the slave.
If it was me, what I just said, and I fully hard believe, that's what them guys would say the same thing, man. Mm-hmm. I want out of here, man. I did enough time. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Help me.
Man.
That's what they crying out for help. Now, every inbox, every text I got right now, bro, please help me, man.
Yeah.
Whatever you can do, whoever you can help me, right. Just get me out of here. They want to get out of there, man.
Now, a couple of updates on Parchment that I just got here. Right now, they are moving some of the inmates to Walnut Grove Correctional Facility in Lake County. Y'all familiar?
Yeah, they closed it down because it was inhumane.
I was going to say, yeah, that's what we started.
That was where the juveniles was at.
They closed that down.
That was the juveniles was at.
Yeah, because of the condition.
Well, I'm not finished. also, 375 more inmates have already been moved to Tallahatchie County.
That's for the $2 million for the 90 days.
Okay.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They still need to move 625 maximum security inmates, saying that they can't move them because of the department lacks the staff and resources. But it also shows here that they have 800 vacant positions.
Do you blame them? Wouldn't you try to leave too? If two of you had to go in there with 175 people that's mad because you're not feeding them right or not treating them right,
yeah,
or not giving them medical attention.
And the thing I don't like about that is Parchment is understaffed anyway.
Right.
So saying that they're understaffed to move somebody when the situation at hand is understaffed is an excuse to me.
Exactly.
But they had enough staff to whoop ass. They had enough staff to go in there and shoot them up and throw their ass over the rails. They had plenty of staff. Call the state troopers in there like you did to beat them boys and punish them and help move them.
Now, what I want to make sure we are able to do is hold government, federal government and local state government accountable. Hold them accountable the way they look to hold us accountable. You know what I'm saying? They say no taxation without representation. So right now, we paying taxes and ain't being fairly represented. On a federal note, are you guys familiar with the First Chance Act? Anybody?
The First Steps Act.
Still with
the First Step
federal,
Act. I'm sorry. Are you guys familiar? On a federal level, are you guys familiar with the First Step Act?
No.
Well, it's a bill that would improve some conditions for the nation's 185,000 federal prisoners, and it's co-sponsored by Democrat Hakeem Jeffries, that's definitely a brother, and Republican Doug Collins. That bill passed the House overwhelmingly last month. Now, this is for federal inmates, so it wouldn't affect, you know, state prisoners, man, like Parchment. Although, you know, I'm sure there's some issues on the for the federal prisoners as well. But it would basically make it illegal to shackle pregnant prisoners. I can't believe it's not illegal to shackle a pregnant lady.
Man,
it's not.
Release more infirmed or elderly prisoners.
Mm-hmm.
Place inmates in facilities closer to their families and increase the number of days inmates can spend in halfway houses or home confinement. Now, there's been a lot of controversy around it because many people are angry over what's missing. There's no mention of decreasing stiff drug sentences, ending long sentences, or giving judges more discretion, like for mandatory minimum sentencing guideline.
I think the opposition is coming from groups like the ACLU, the NAACP, Legal Defense Fund, which have historically advocated for better prisoner treatment. Now, is this something that the People's Advocacy Institute is for or against?
So that's the mayor's sister you mentioned.
Right.
Make it Rikia.
Yeah.
That's
Rikia. Her that'll be, that, I'm a part
okay.
of
Okay. Yeah. You're a part? You
said, yeah, but that'll be a question for her.
Okay.
To excellent. Answer.
Well, next time y'all chopping it up, man, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
just toss it around, I think. Because that's what we all, we look, the state, well, the city looks to the state as the big brother.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The state looks to
the nation
as the big brother. So if we have this kind of example being set federally, we could use it as a template and say, hey,
right,
federally, this is what is seen to be systemically working. Mm-hmm. How can we replicate this on a state level?
Hey, what's going on? We're going to take a pause from the conversation just to deliver this fact to you. Support for Expeditiously comes from Manscaped, who is the best in men's below the belt grooming. Okay. So they help you shave your nut hairs, basically, okay? Manscaped offers precision engineered tools for your family jewels. That was pretty clever. And right now at manscaped.com/TIP, you can get 20% off and free shipping, all right? Now it's 2020, okay? A new decade. So it's time to make your balls number one on your important list, okay? And the best way to do that is with Manscaped's Lawnmower 2.0, the trimmer with skin-safe technology. Manscaping accidents can be quite painful. Remember that one time you were resting out of the house on a date, you use your old face trimmer? Yeah, well, you probably ripped and snipped yourself, didn't you? Now, those accidents will be a thing of the past. And trust me when I say in 2020, women don't want to navigate through crazy bushes and smelly, sweaty balls. So give Manscaped.com a try with their grooming products, which includes their wonderfully scented crop preserver. So go to manscaped.com/TIP and you can get yourself 20% off. Get 20% off, I said, and free shipping with the code TIP at manscaped.com. 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code TIP. All right, so get yourself together and have a nice day.
And I think the kind of the folks who are traditionally more for reform, I think we're just from like reading and like just seeing pundits talk about it, it became of like, who is it helping? Is it helping enough people?
Right.
So folks who are typically super pro reform, like, it's not doing enough.
Right.
So I'm not going to sign on to this because we're isolating too many other people. Like, it's only going to help this small subset of people.
Right.
And then proponents, like, it's doing something. Like, we got to start somewhere.
Right.
So proponents of the bill, like, it's just the first step. Like, let's take this step and keep moving. So for a lot of impacted people, I'll use an example I heard at a conference, and I think it was beautiful. When you look at, like, taking particularly policy steps and little baby steps or, like, incrementally versus like doing a huge chunk of work at once when you can. It's like when a lady's in labor, like, and you ask her, she's like, do you want her to take away some of the pain or all of it? And I think that's kind of the conflict that people have with the First Step Act, like, you're only taking away some of the pain, not all of it. And is it worth it in that sense? So I'm not sure like where PI stands on that, but like a person.
Don't find out. Hey, before you say, there's one thing when we was on, I didn't get a chance to bring to y'all attention.
Okay.
They have another bill, a law they're trying to pass since this jumped off in Parchment.
Mm-hmm.
The gang bill. You heard about that one?
Yeah, the anti-gang.
The anti-gang.
Yeah.
And what it's going to do, it's going to categorize you from the door. If you're affiliated with a gang, period, if they even think you're affiliated with a gang, you're getting mandatory time. You're getting mandatory time from the door. You can't ever get paroled.
Well, this sounds like Rico.
So it's yes, and they just can say it. They're like, well, he was hanging with them. Like from West Jackson, where I'm from, is more vice lords.
Mm.
When the Queens is more gangsters. So if you just ride with people in your head always to the left, and you get pulled over, they're gonna put on your paywall. Oh, we had a cop full of gang and vice lords, and they're gonna just throw people away. See, that's more entrapment. So we're trying to decarcerate when they started trying to put more people incarcerated. You know what I'm saying? They wanted to bring that up. To put that on y'all mind too.
Yeah.
I think that's incredibly important. And I think that your voice is an incredibly important voice to speak for the people, to the masses, you know, because you have a certain level of experience that cannot be denied.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? You speak with a certain passion that, you know, it moves anybody to say, well, something must be done. And that's the first step. You know what I'm saying? So I applaud you and your efforts, as I do everybody else here. Now, one thing I want to do, if I can, let's just say we each take an opportunity to look at the camera and tell the powers that be in Parchment, or places like Parchment, exactly how we feel. Okay, I'll start off. Hey, listen, man, we on your head, okay? I know a lot of things have been done in the dark, but the light is on, and our brothers and sisters are not alone, okay? So y'all gonna have to straighten this shit up somehow, some way. I don't know who gonna take the fall, who gonna take the hit. Y'all get in the room and figure it out, decide amongst each other how in the hell this shit gonna get fixed, because we coming and we not gonna stop, okay? And it's not just us. It's not just Jay-Z, Yo Gotti. It's not, hey man, we with our social media followings, with all of our fan bases, with our communities behind us, we coming with millions strong, okay? And the shit ain't gonna stop. We loud, we serious, and we strong. Don't think we bullshit.
And we educated. Let's be clear.
Right, right.
That was the end of my message.
I'll see you at the Capitol. I realize now that when I started this work, I know y'all know when I started it, it was probably only four or five with me. But guess what? We'll see you.
We tapped into a big machine, man. You know what I'm saying? We are small cogs and wheels and screws within a big machine. And that motherfucker, one finger don't hurt much. When you got them, get all five of these motherfuckers together, you got some trouble.
I would just like to say that a problem for one person is a problem for all of us.
Right.
I see so many people always say they. I never separate myself from my people. Even the shit that they do that I'm embarrassed about. It's about all of us.
Right.
So if it's affecting somebody in Parchment, it's affecting somebody who from Mississippi that's in Beverly Hills. And it's time for everybody. If you're in Beverly Hills, it's time for you to come from out them hills and come down and deal with things that everybody is dealing with. Because one way or another, I saw this sign one time that they say that we gonna, rich folks, we gonna eat you. If you continue to not feed motherfuckers, we are gonna eat you. So from the bottom to the top, especially if your skin looks like ours, man. I remember now, this may not fit this situation, but they always say, like, man, every black person in America is a step away from a gang member or a crackhead. One or the other. So every situation that affects somebody, poor or rich, in America affects us all.
My former boss and mentor, one of my mentors, Brian Stevenson, is known for saying the character of a nation is not determined by how we treat the wealthy, but how we treat the poor and incarcerated. And that is how we're urge leaders. Like, you may think they're thrown away or no one cares, no one loves them. This is someone's husband, someone's mother, someone's brother. Each of these people, they're humans, and they're loved, and their lives have value. So just picture if it was someone you loved. Yeah. Is that how you would want them to be treated?
All right, now, so you know what time it is, man. Y'all done heard me talking about football season all year. Maybe your team made it all the way, and if you're like me, they absolutely did not. The Super Bowl matchup is set, and now that we know who's in, we could take a week off to get ready for the biggest game of the year. All right, visit our good friends and exclusive partner at Podcast One as BetOnline to take advantage of the best bonuses in the business. Sign up for a free account and make sure to use that promo code PODCAST1 for your 50% sign up bonus. Visit betonline.ag and don't forget to use that promo code PODCAST1 for your 50% sign up bonus. Betonline.ag, your online sportsbook experts. Join the conversation on Twitter with hashtag SportsNetChallenge.
Yeah, man, I love my people. I love my state. This goes to a lot of people that I know that you feel like you don't have a voice in this matter. You definitely do. To all those people that's in this situation, that's locked up in there, we ain't gonna stop. Believe that it's bigger than a post. It's bigger than a type up on Facebook. It's actually being there, being active, never stopping the conversation until something gets done and something gets fixed. And for all those people putting people in this kind of situation for financial gain, not only is that fucked up, but it won't last long at all. So we got you. My name is Big Crit. I appreciate the opportunity to be a part of this panel and to learn what I've learned today. And I hope for all those people that were misinformed that y'all gained a large amount of information from people that are extremely passionate about this situation. They have been on the ground and they ain't going to stop. So I can't stop either. You feel me? So, yeah.
Amen. Well, you know how I stand. Y'all need to get off y'all ass and stop treating people the way you treat them, man. Right. Nobody deserves to get treated the way y'all treat people in there. Nobody deserves to get treated how I got treated in there. So I know exactly firsthand how it feels to be treated like you're nothing. We all are somebody. We all made a mistake. Your ass just didn't get caught. And then again, who knows? You might be one on that file for this shit that's going on now. So just like Tip said, like Brandon said, like Crip said, like all of us said, we on y'all ass, so we not stopping. This ain't something just hype, and we going to get quiet. We ain't never setting up.
And one thing, Tip, I want to say before we close out
okay.
is that if people will allow me to on the behalf of Mississippi, bro,
okay,
thank you. Because there's so many things, bro. We are on the verge of maybe going to war. Mm. And the fact that you took your time, you took your expertise, you took your money, your show, your podcast, and you called me. I didn't have to call you. Let's right. be clear. You called me.
Right on.
Like, Banner, how can I help? He didn't say, bro, how can I control this situation? How can I get? He said, no, bro, how can I help? And most people don't do that, bro. Like, as much as these people talk about being woke, even when Katrina happened, it was Snoop, it was 50, it was T.I., it was Jeezy. It was there was my gangster partners that got off their ass and really helped the people, bro. In real life, man, I thank you on the behalf of Mississippi, because although you feel like you have to, you don't. And we appreciate you.
Man, that's I right. appreciate y'all. I mean, I came through Mississippi picking up bags and having fun, man, from the beginning.
All right. You got to come to Mississippi, right, baby.
You got to come through.
On so many levels.
Berg, Jackson, you know what I'm saying?
Reading and anything.
Now, here, you know, expeditiously, and this is a hybrid, if you don't know, if you can't tell by the big-ass sign right here, this is a hybrid collaboration podcast, the first of its kind. My sign ain't that big, but it's agile. So I just
show off, then. Let me show y'all how money looks.
But we have a tradition here, man. And I want to thank everybody here for joining us, and thank you, Banner, for doing it here with us, man. I mean, we got to do it again. You know what I'm saying? It worked so well. So our tradition here is that we have a word of the week. Now, word of the week usually is about the discussion or about the guests or, you know, has something to do with what we've been talking about today. Now, I had one, but I learned one during this discussion, and I feel that this is more appropriate. Decarceration is the word of the week. Decarceration is government policy of reducing either the number of persons imprisoned or the rate of imprisonment in a given jurisdiction. Now, I would like for special guest Miss Alicia Judkins to use it in a sentence so people can go to work tomorrow and pretend like they done known the word all day.
You said to as many people as they can.
All right, I would like to encourage my fellow Mississippians to contact their lawmakers, their representative, their senators, to push for policies that won't just clean up the prisons and fix the conditions, but that will restore families, restore communities, and bring family members homes. And that's decarcerate. Like, we want to make sure we're getting people home. So enact reforms and policies that will decarcerate and drive down Mississippi. We don't want to be the third highest incarcerator in the nation.
Headed to number two, because now Oklahoma changing their policy, right. Yeah. You know, to effectively implement
methods of decarceration.
Absolutely.
So we have to act fast and continue to do what we've been doing. Right. I want to be an asset and a resource to each and every last one of y'all for whatever the efforts must be, man, to improve the conditions for Parchment. And after Parchment, we're going to have to start working on it because there's going to be some more after that one.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? And I would say that, like, is like in Mississippi, it's like what we call a game of whack-a-mole. So, like, I've already been involved in other litigations at, like, Walnut Grove, which you mentioned earlier. So you just move them somewhere else. Yeah. So that's why I mentioned it wasn't just a Parchment issue, but an issue for the state. We don't want just like, okay, where everybody's paying attention to Parchment, so let's just move everybody somewhere else. And now we have another prison.
What's the name of the prison that the Queens are locked up in? Because I know Rakia, she was really passionate about
Central Mississippi Correctional Facility in Rankin County.
And I also want to take some time to point out some other people that I saw that were very, very active and they jumped to the cause. Tamika Mallory, my son, the general, who are definitely passionate about it. They couldn't be here today either, but they are also passionate about this cause. And I'm sure I echo their sentiment that they are eager and able to do whatever it is necessary to improve these conditions.
Right. And in closing, there's something that we always do on the David Banner Podcast, and we'd like to end with this. I always like to cap the David Banner Podcast with one of our older ancestors, and just to get the spirit and their fire, because we bring the youth on, and we are the middle grounds, and I always like to end with an elder, and hopefully we can continue that today.
Right on. Let's do it. What you got for us, buddy?
Well, let's go.
All right, here we go. A quick message to the people. I think it's very important that we understand our value, understand our worth, understand that we do have God within us. It's very important that we know that we are responsible for each other. Whether we know the person directly or not, we are all related, and we are all, again, responsible for one another. What's going on in Mississippi is terrible, and I think we need to understand that whether it's a brother, a sister, an uncle, a dad, these are all people that we need to look out for and check on their well-being, from the inmates to the people that work there. So please take it as a serious matter. Let's see how we can help. We have citizens of Mississippi that are putting their own lives on the line for one another. So stay focused. Be blessed.
Right on, brother. With that being said, man, hey, man, I had a phenomenal time. I learned a lot.
Thank you.
And hopefully, man, we motivated people to create some form of change for our brothers.
Shout out to Chef Marlo for cooking for everybody.
All right.
Monique told me, she's like, you might not be able to pay everybody what they deserve. You could at least feed them like kings.
You know what
queens.
I'm saying? Ain't nothing wrong with that, man. I have to take that up, man.
I appreciate you.
Write that down.
Man, change the color one more time, bro.
Why not, man? This has been the David Banner Podcast.
And this has been Expeditiously.
You dig what I'm saying? Love and respect.
Love, man. Thank you, Tip.
Thank you. Thanks for listening to Expeditiously with me, T.I.P. Don't forget to subscribe at Apple Podcasts and Podcast One, and rate and review, please.
Expeditiously is produced, engineered, and edited by KC Morris.